producer's gone, and we've got another episode of
Bikes and Brews.
Thank you. Yep. I'm Carl, and this is
Kenji.
Thank you, Kenji.
Where are we from?
We're from Red Monkey Sports.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Today we're going to talk about the most inappropriate subject I can think of.
Contact point.
It is a contact point. This touches Kenji's arse.
Well,
and
that
we're
going to
talk about that. Okay, that one doesn't.
That one touches our producer's arse.
So awkward. How can we possibly pick a more awkward subject right now?
I mean, we could. I could think of a couple.
Yeah, we can talk about that right now. But this is our producer's private parts. It touches it.
It's distilled.
This is distilled. But before we do that,
before we get there,
we're gonna crack
what do we
this
got,
beer.
Dude? Tell me about the artwork on this.
The Raging Bitch. Can we see this on film? Raging Bitch.
I mean, it says it on the label.
I know.
You're just reading.
A Belgian IPA. So this is gonna fall right here. Because I'm all about the Belgians, you're all about the IPAs, and we have a Belgian IPA.
And it's two inflammatory words, one wild drink.
Oh, it's signed Ralph Steadman. You know what? Because I'm a nerd when outside of the cycling world, and this is a Ralph Steadman illustration.
It is.
Ralph Steadman did a lot of artwork back in the day. He did Pink Floyd the Walls, like illustrations. Like he really worked a lot with, what's his name, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas? Hunter S. Thompson.
Yes.
God, yeah.
Wow. Steel trap over there.
So much information in here.
Yeah. So, if only.
If it can all be archived. Okay, so let's crack this thing.
Yes, let's do it. Do you have a thing? You do have a thing. Oh, thank you, sir.
Wait, let's try this again. Right at the camera. Oh, that was...
Yeah, peanut... Peanut thinks that's appropriate, or inappropriate.
Okay. Let's give it a sip.
All right, ready?
Cheers.
Ready, steady?
Yeah.
Send it.
It's light. Did I mention this is,
8.3.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
I just noticed,
goodbye.
And I didn't even have to read it. It's pretty good. It's got a lot of grass in it, but it's not too bad. This isn't a, we're losing our sign right now. Producer!
Stay.
Raging Bitch. Two inflammatory words, one wild drink. Okay, that's right. A rough one for me.
I like it.
I know, you probably would. This is a little bit beyond grass in a bottle.
But it's hoppy and Belgian, so you should like it.
I don't really care for it that much. If I had to pick,
this is like watching muddy cyclocross.
No. IPA, you know what IPA, so I know this, IPA, India Pale Ale. So when the British were going all the way to India, I'm gonna nerd out on you right now.
Go for it, send it.
They added some alcohol and they added a lot more hops in it to make it seaworthy.
Preservative.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Nerd.
Total nerd.
I like it. I think it's good.
It looks like the label.
So judgy.
Let's move on.
This is
I
good.
You almost finished that guy, or at least you got about halfway through it already.
Yeah, I dig it. I could drink a few of those.
A few.
See you later, Carl.
I don't know. I'm gonna give it a hard pass for me.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, well, we didn't talk about a rating.
Yeah, you didn't give it a rating.
Okay.
What's your number?
What's your? You start, because you like it.
Eight.
Wow!
Yeah.
You gave it a snowman.
Yeah.
Snowman's
is that
hot.
How you write your eights? With a little one on top and a big one on the bottom?
Yes. How do you draw it? With a little bit of this on on the corner?
Mine are kind of equal.
What?
Yeah. Mine's like a sideways infinity.
I do two circles. You do the figure eight, like this?
Figure eight?
two circles. Okay.
Anyways,
that's why I'm not picking an eight. I'll give this guy a five.
Ooh. Wow.
Cinco.
What if you had like salty fries with it?
The salty fries would be better.
But would that make it better?
The pairing.
The pairing. Come on. Come on, man.
You're killing me, Smalls.
All right. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? No. We've got Mike's private parts over here.
We got Mike's private parts, and we have this stuff over here that comes in this big tube that looks like a toothpaste, but you wouldn't want to use it as a toothpaste. So drink three more of those, and then I tell you to brush your teeth.
I just might do it.
So mountain bikers don't really know about this stuff.
I didn't know that. I thought everybody knew about this stuff.
Well, cross country doesn't really count.
Really? How dare you?
Okay. Oh, I should rephrase that. Gravel bikers don't count. I said that.
That's making a lot of people angry right now.
They can be mad at me.
Yeah.
Chamois cream.
Carl Heineman at Red Monkey Sports.
K-N-G-I.
You can't spell my name.
There's a J in there somewhere.
You're all hopped up on Raging Bitch.
Oh my God.
Can't spell my name.
Raging Bitch. Chamois butter. Okay. So the whole point of this is like you have the chamois. And
break it down.
You know what? Like everybody thinks like the nice, cushy, comfy sofa of a saddle, but that's not where the comfort comes from. It comes from this guy, mm-hmm. not particularly this guy, because I wouldn't want to sleep on that with my pillow. But to make it more comfortable,
unless you wanted to get really close to
you, have
producer.
This going on. Like we're going to talk about a sensitive subject
thousands and thousands of times over the course of a ride.
Is that making you uncomfortable? Anyways,
all right.
If you hear this
you're about to start a fire.
You're going
to
start a fire.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
A fire.
Fire
in your
crotch.
Pants.
Fire, fire crotch. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And then you add this,
or
and
this.
It calms everything
or
down.
This.
Yes. Yeah. There's different kinds. So Red Monkey makes a great one, and so does chamois butter. These are the ones that are the go-to. I mean, these are pretty popular.
Yep.
So let's talk about chamois cream because it's an uncomfortable subject. I'm going to drink this beer right here because it's a raging bitch and we're going to talk about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, you need it to buffer that friction, right? Over the course of a bike ride.
You're pedaling
road,
a lot.
You're pedaling, you're bouncing around on your saddle perhaps. You're, yeah, doing that. Yeah, that is uncomfortable.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, you want something to prevent that from happening. Chamois butters come in different consistencies.
Yes.
So some are going to be a little bit lighter.
Like peanut butter?
Lighter.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
And those are generally going to break down a little bit easier.
Yes.
So you might want to use those for shorter rides, right? The thicker ones, like peanut butter, you want for maybe a longer ride.
You know this stuff way better than I do.
I'm a connoisseur.
It's like a thick paste. I don't like the stuff that's really thin.
No.
Even when, I know you say it's for the shorter rides or whatever, and you can get away with it for a half hour if you wear your baggies and go mountain biking. You can get away with nothing, but like long term, like once, there's a thing called a saddle sore.
Mm.
It's really uncomfortable, and it's more uncomfortable to have one.
Very much so.
If you get one of those, they're really hard to get rid of. So you want to avoid it like the plague.
To the point where if you get a serious enough saddle sore, it could require surgery. Yeah. That's the face that you will make to the doctor who tells you that this requires a surgical procedure.
So many jokes for this right now. I'm not going to go there.
Fire away, dude.
Okay.
So you want to use this stuff to kind of buffer that. Different formulations across the board throughout the industry. Some of them will be like kind of antiseptic, right? So they'll include things like eucalyptus, which are natural antiseptics.
Yeah, I like that tingle. The eucalyptus feel, like if you're going to go there and you're going to, I'm going to say slather it up. Slather it up.
Slather it up.
I like that word.
Yeah, you do.
If you're going to slather it up, just go with it. You know what I mean? If you're going there, just
are you doing the like the Mario Cipollini where you know like what? Covered like your Swan Yor has yes. covered your entire chamois?
That's old school because I mean the thing is the chamois used to be kind of a form of a leather.
Yep.
And they used to have to put it on here to kind of break it down and soften it up. But nowadays it's obviously it's modern technology. You have the synthetic, you know, whatever you want to call it, like this. Mm-hmm.
It's like a foam.
It's like a catcher's mitt or something, you know. Put a catcher's mitt on your private parts. And you want to oil it like a baseball pitcher.
Carl's got pine tar now.
But nowadays it's more about just that comfort, that comfort. But yeah, I mean, the point is, if you're riding a lot, I think you need some chamois crane.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're asking for it. Literally.
Asking for it. See what you, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I think we should finish it with that.
One other thing.
Okay, sorry.
One other thing. Just as a tip.
Go ahead. Don't let me stop you there. I'm over here.
You want to get out of your bibs quickly at the end of a ride. You don't want to sit in your bibs. There's no amount of antiseptic chamois cream is going to prevent you from getting saddle sore from staying in your bibs and just having that.
Don't jump in a hot tub.
Bacteria harvesting.
With your bibs on?
I mean, chlorine's not a bad idea. That kills kind of everything, doesn't it?
I didn't think about that. Does that work?
I don't know.
There's a whole nother part of this lifestyle I don't know anything about. Kenji's filling me in.
What?
Kenji's gonna go to the hot tub tomorrow. And he's gonna turn it up to 103 and he's gonna jump in after his ride. You can jump in with your chamois.
If the chlorine's high enough, I think you're okay.
He's gonna be okay with it, but I'm not. We're gonna call that an end of this episode. Thanks, guys. That's
what if
it.
You do it in beer?
Cheers.
What?
I don't know where you're going with that, but I don't know. I'm uncomfortable now.
Beer bath.
I was uncomfortable before, and now I'm really uncomfortable.
Send
and I'm
going
to go that way.